Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ian, thanks so much for joining us. We're excited to talk Superstrokes Energy with you. You guys are obviously well-known, a well-known commodity in golf. A lot of golfers have your grips on their clubs, whether that's their putters or any of the other 14 clubs they carry in their bag. So what is new and different and improved in the Zenergy line, and why did you decide to make these particular grips?
Well, you know, Ryan, as we talked about before, I mean, our line is obviously – you know, the number one putter grip line on the planet. And one of the hard things, as you can imagine, is improving on number one, right? So we've really, with the help of the R&D team and the leadership of Dean Dingman, our CEO, been able to come up with a better mousetrap than we've had in the past. It's exciting to think that we have something that's that much better than what we've had in the past. But, you know, it's an interesting concept to try to make the best better.
Right. And so I've got one of the Zenergy, the Pistol 2.0s here. I mean, you've got grips for pretty much every single style of putter, from good old flatso to tour style to pistol style to wrist lock. I mean, it really is true that Superstroke has something regardless of what your putting style is or what your preference is or your hand size is. You got a little something for everybody.
Yeah, and you bring up an interesting point. A lot of people, when you say Superstroke, Ryan, they'll say, oh, the big grip company, right? You know, right? And that's the furthest from the truth you can be, right? And as you know, I mean, we have 20 different shapes and sizes, and with color permutations that gives 80 different options to the golfer to be able to switch his putter grip. So all the way from, you know, very, very small in size to very, very large in size, we are able to accommodate pretty much everybody's needs, even down to broomsticks with two-piece putters to 17 and 21 inch for arm locking into the 20 different styles of standard putting. So it's a interesting, you know, I think the public now realizes when they see some of the more famous people putting with smaller grips of ours, that we're a grip for everybody. And you bring to an interesting point, you know, how do we make it better? Like what, you know, anybody can sit there. I mean, you hear, you know, other companies going longer, faster, you know, all this kind of stuff for their equipment. Well, for us, we've actually done a number of things that are quantifiable. Like, you know, if you were to hold up the old grip compared to the new grip, you would say, oh, wow, I see that. I get it. Right. And let me walk you through those four improvements, if you don't mind. Is that a good place for us to go?
Yeah, we want to know what's better.
So if you look at the Zenergy line, there's four basic improvements over the past grips. And the basic improvement starts with the enhanced feel. And that means the material has been enhanced and encumbers a much better feel than it has in the past. That comes through a lot of work, a lot of trial and error, a lot of R&D. You know, how do you improve upon something that's already great? And we have. So the feel of the grip, first and foremost, is better than it's been in the past. It's become more tacky, a little more durable. And we are extremely excited with that facet of the grip. The second area of improvement in our line is the graphics. So you can see we've come up with an entirely new graphic package than we've had in the past, which as you or you may not realize, most everything we do is driven by the tour. So when we say we have a better feel, or we say we have better spine, or we say we have that comes through testing on the tour. You know, unlike lots of companies, you know, we're driven by our tour players' feedback. So, you know, Dean and his team are avidly and anxiously working with all the guys on the tour, getting feedback, and that's how we get to the product itself. So there was probably 20 different materials and 20 different, you know, textures, which brings to mind the third reason that this is a much improved grip. And sometimes you can see these things with the naked eye, you may not, but the texturing, the debossing and embossing on the grip is completely different than our grip in the past. So we've taken this texturing to a new level. And that comes again through the tour. You know, the tour itself, we go to them with all these different textures. We say, hey, which one feels the best, you know, during your stroke? And of course, we get to this point where, it, you know, which takes years. This isn't something we did in an afternoon, right? It takes years of development. And of course, last but not least, Ryan, is the spine on the back of the grip. So if you look at the spine on your grip there, you'll see that it is more aggressive, has a different pattern, a different embossing, debossing pattern on the back of the grip, which if you put it in your fingers, you can actually feel that a lot more where it was just sewn before with stitching. Now it's an enhanced area for you to be able to find a place where you're locking in to a specific spot and you're able to identify with that repetitively over and over, which is what the idea is behind it. And of course, this is designed with the tour players, you know, different feels, different textures, all kinds of different things have happened to get to this one, which is now part of the new Zenergy line. So you've got those four things, you know, obviously the enhanced graphic, the enhanced feel of the material, the texturing, and of course the enhanced spine. That's a lot to go into one product, and that's why we've made it that much better for 2023.
Obviously, you guys are making tons and tons of putter grips, and the putting stroke is really one of the trickiest things in golf because it is so personal. You know, do you have arc? Do you not have arc? Do you like to lay the putter on the heel or the toe? There's all kinds of different considerations, all that. And you're trying to fit every golfer with every putting style. But the thing that seems to carry through all of that is trying to innovate in a grip that can be helpful in creating a repeatable stroke. So what are you talked about some of these elements of embossing and debossing, the spine in particular, trying to create places where you can feel a sense of comfort and reliability. How do you guys judge that and feeling, okay, this sense of reliability about the stroke is better than what we had last generation?
Well, I think again, it comes back from a tour derivative, right? I mean, it's derived from the tour. So we're able to take our idea, which, you know, this idea of the spine was probably the 40th iteration of it before we got to, you know, a good portion of the tour, and the tour said, this is the one, you know, this is the one that we all like. Right. So, you know, that's really kind of what it comes down to. I mean, you know, we've got a bunch of, iterations of this that were shown and tested and so forth and so on. But you know, we've gotten to a spot where the majority of the needle movers that we like to think are needle movers have told us this is where you need to land. And we've landed there. And proof in that is the fact that so many of them have already switched to Zenergy. You know, Jordan Spieth just switched his energy this week as his first week with Zenergy. I'd say the good majority of our players have switched to Zenergy. They don't have to switch. Like there's nothing that says you have to play Zenergy. You can play Traction or you can play, you know, an older version. I mean, we'll make the tour players whatever they want, but they're all switching to this, which confirms what they all told us, which was, you know, that's a better feeling grip. It's got a better, you know, a better feel in their hand. And, you know, to your point, about making grips for everybody. You know, it's interesting because like we talked about once before in the past, you know, if you go back 15 years, what would you do if you had a bad putting day? You'd go buy a new putter, right? Now you can put on one of, you know, 80 different styles and colors and change your putter completely just by changing the grip, right? Like, you know, you can go from, you know, look at the difference in size and shape. I mean, and now your putter's different, right? The weight's different. The putter's different, which also brings back to the tech port, which the tech port is available in all the grips. And the tech port gives you the ability to either counterbalance or backweight the putter with 25, 50, or 75 grams. And people don't realize how much that makes a difference. I just asked our director of tour, Arnie Cunningham, the other day, and he said about 30% of the tour players use a back weight in there. So it changes the characteristics and the playability of the putter and the stroke by adding weight. And we're not saying it's for you and we're not saying it's not for you. We're saying, just like we talked about before, what's the key word in our industry now? It's adjustability. Yep. Right. And you, when you, even if you have one grip, you've got four different variations of it. You can have this grip. You can have a 25 gram weight, a 50 gram weight. And all you do is unscrew it and screw it right in there. You don't have to take your grip off to do it. It slips right in. And you've got, you know, the ability to test your putter, you know, with a little bit heavier grip, a lot heavier grip, a little bit lighter grip. And, you know, all of them are completely different feels. Trust me. I mean, if I took you out there and gave you the standard grip and then put a 50 gram in it, you'd go, whoa. I mean, it's that different. And only you know what's best for you. And you can obviously go to, you know, one of those putting labs and see which stroke is better for you. There's lots of ways to help judge that. I know we have a fitting selector on the internet through our website at superstrokeusa.com, where you can help kind of determine with what you normally do with the ball, you know, an algorithm that tells you which one would probably be better. But, you know, the essence of it is it's adjustable. And yet, you know, I had somebody over here in my office 2 days ago, and you could just see him clenching down, you know, on the putter grip.
Yeah.
And, you know, I go from a tour size, which is the smallest. I took him to a 3.0, and like all of a sudden his hands were relaxed.
Yeah.
Right. So there is a denominator there where size affects you personally and how much pressure you put on the grip. And we give you the different options to be able to experiment with that and find the one that works best with how you grip the putter. I mean, it's not just about big hands, for example. Just because you have big hands, you don't always need a huge grip. Right. You want something that's going to allow you the right tension in your hand to be able to make, you know, a repetitive stroke that'll be important to you, you know, maybe in the member guest.
Or $5 Nassau, or you know, whatever matters to you, right?
And oh, you're playing for big money. I'm going for 25-cent Nassaus.
Well, I probably should be playing for 25 cents. I'm playing against guys who are getting way too many strokes against me, but that's a whole other conversation entirely. So, I mean, I'm looking down the whole sheet of all the different types of grips. You've got different weights, and I think that's a really important piece of that. I don't think people think about enough the weight of their grips. They think about size. Do you like a pistol? Do you like a no taper? Do you like a longer grip? What what does that kind of fit into it? But the weight thing I think is really important here, especially with the weight port that you can now put in the top of them.
Well, I think you also bring up a, an interesting concept. So, you know, just for conversational purpose, if you look at the basic shapes, the basic two shapes that are popular out there right now, okay, or basic three. If you look at, I don't know if you can see the shape of that.
Yep.
That's pentagonal, okay? Yep. That's called the flatso. Okay, this is what Jordan Spieth, Patrick Cantlay, and a number of other players, just because we can say those names. You know, then you have Artur, which is more cylindrical with a flat front. But as you can see, it's a lot, it's dramatically different, right? You know, so then you go to the pistol, which you were, and if you look at the pistol, and the flatso, they're almost the same shape.
Very okay? similar, yeah.
The difference is when you get to the top, look at the difference in the top of the grip.
Right.
And yet the bottoms are almost the same, other than they're color different. So the pistol gives you a little bit more flare for guys who like that, that flare in the back of their palm, right? And the flatso gives you a totally non-tapered the whole way, where this is non-taper at the bottom and you get a little bit of flare at the top. So you got, these are our, you know, three most dynamic sizes on the tour, which are the tour, the flatso, and the pistols. And like the pistols come in three sizes, you know, the flatsos come in three different sizes, the tour comes in four different sizes, as you can see from my thing here. I mean, it even comes in the fatso, you know, the biggest, where the company was basically founded off of. So, and then you mentioned other sizes, you know, all the way to the two-piece putter, you know, the broomstick. And then you go to something which is new and popular on the tour, which is the wrist lock, okay? Yep. Which this is meant to set into your wrist like this and you know, do kind of a wrist lock putting stroke. And of course, this has been super popular. We've got a bunch of wins with this putter grip on tour also. And obviously, this is longer. Then you get to, you know, the tour line has 14-inch models of it for people who like a little bit longer grip or who like to grip down a little bit. So it's a plethora of finding what is best for you. And it's really personal preference.
For the average person, maybe they haven't changed their putter grips in a while. Maybe they're fed up with what they're working with and they just don't know where to go next. How do they figure out, or at least try to get started on figuring out, where they really should be with their putter grip?
Well, I think it's about tension for me when I talk about it, you know, pressure. I think the standard problem for the average, you know, mid to high handicapper is too much tension in the hands. And too much tension in the hands causes your hands to want to go a lot of different directions. So finding that right size that eliminates that tension, where you can be more relaxed and just make it you know, a consistent stroke is crucial. Then you go to which feel you like in the top hand better. You know, some people, you see this shape, right? That's rectangular.
Rectangular, yeah.
That's for the claw or the pencil or the saw, right? So that would be executable, you know, like this.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we have, this is called the claw grip. So finding what you like for your style is more about feeling what you really like. I mean, I don't think anybody, other than going to an instructor and working with them and finding out what they think you need. And I venture to say most, you know, guys telling you what you need is obviously helpful, but you really need to like what you have in your hands.
Yeah.
Right. Like it. Yeah. I mean, you're a player, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like some things just don't feel right. Right.
And then it doesn't go well.
That's That's why you got 80 different sizes and shapes.
Are there consumers who go out and into, you know, go to superstrokeusa.com and buy, I don't know, four or five different grips kind of to get a, for lack of a better term, variety of grips that they can try for themselves at home and say, all right, this is the one I like, you know, rip, put the other four away. Maybe I'll need them someday. But do they go in kind of that way of trying to fit themselves?
We had a report that we had seen a few years ago where the average guy bought a Superstroke was buying three. Now, that didn't mean they bought them all at one time. But, you know, we talked to a focus group of people and they'd buy one, then they'd buy a different one, that, and they'd buy a different one. And then they'd end up on the one that they liked the best after all of that. So, yeah, I do think some of that goes on. But I think at this juncture, you know, we're fairly mature enough at this point that people kind of know what they want, right? Then now they may say, oh, I like this new silver color instead of the black one I have, right? Like purple, I went to this school that has purple, or, you know, so I think you see a lot of, and, you know, they wear out eventually. And so you see a lot of people just replacing with what they had, but we're always giving people new options, be it this time around, they've got not only the eight different colors, which are part of the graphics, but they got the three other functional ideas that are helping them, you know, get a better feel for the grip and make a more repetitive stroke.
Well, it's always interesting to see what you guys are coming up with, what's new, what's interesting, what you're thinking about trying to make putting, again, more repeatable, feel better for people. So thank you for coming on and talk to us about everything you guys are working on at Superstroke. And for folks who are interested, superstrokeusa.com is the website to check in with everything that you guys are doing. Thanks, Ian.
Hey, Ryan, always appreciate you. And anytime you want to come out here and play for that $5, I know we have the same barber, you see. So,
hey, I'm saving money on that. I haven't had a haircut in 15 years.
We could play for the barber fee.
Hey, I'll take it. That sounds like a plan, Ian. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ryan.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at minkycouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.